Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza have resulted in the deaths of at least 22 individuals, as reported by Palestinian medical officials. The strikes, which took place late on Saturday, targeted several homes and buildings in the northern town of Beit Lahia. Among the deceased, the Gaza Health Ministry's emergency service indicated that 11 women and 2 children were included in the toll, with an additional 15 people reported wounded. The ministry has warned that the death toll may rise further as the situation develops. These attacks come amid an ongoing and intense military campaign by Israel in northern Gaza, which has lasted for 3 weeks. The Israeli military claims the operation is aimed at Hamas militants, who they allege have been regrouping in the area. This latest wave of violence has resulted in hundreds of casualties, with tens of thousands of Palestinians displaced and fleeing to Gaza City. Despite the heavy bombardment, there was no immediate response from the Israeli military regarding the specific strikes that resulted in the recent fatalities. Israel continues to carry out air strikes across Gaza, even while engaging with Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. On the same day as the Beit Lahia strikes, Israeli warplanes also targeted Iran, which supports both Hamas and Hezbollah, following an earlier missile attack from Iran. The escalation of these conflicts has sparked concerns over a potential regional war, with fears that Israel and the United States may confront Iran and its militant allies, including the Houthi rebels in Yemen and various armed groups in Syria and Iraq. According to Israeli sources, the strikes on Gaza are purportedly focused solely on militant targets. However, the humanitarian impact is severe, with claims that Hamas is responsible for civilian casualties due to its operations within densely populated areas. The ongoing conflict, which began with a surprise Hamas attack on October 7, has claimed the lives of over 42,000 Palestinians, with the local health ministry reporting that more than half of those killed are women and children. The war has devastated much of Gaza, leading to the displacement of approximately 90.37% of the population, many of whom have been forced into overcrowded tent camps where access to food and basic necessities is critically low, and, with inputs from AP and AN,